Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Indiscreet from 1958, starring Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman. Some essential movie details. Of his many films, Cary Grant considered this film to be his favorite one. In a similar tone, Ingrid Bergman was convinced to do this film so that she could have the chance to work with Cary Grant again. And they also starred together in Notorious, which I reviewed a few months back. And so it seems they really hit it off and they really wanted to work together again. And it shows. And once I get into the acting, you'll understand why. All right, so now into my thoughts on the movie as a whole. So the plot, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I loved it. I loved the connection with Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman. They had great chemistry together. And I love their story and the progression of it. So at first, it's a really, you know, almost sappy romantic movie. But then it kind of changes halfway through once she discovers he's been lying to her. And then it kind of switches into a screwball comedy. And I kind of liked that shift. You know, sometimes it's a big gamble having two different tones for a movie. But I think this one, they really nailed it down. We're really able to transition well to a different genre almost. And so I really love that, especially with Ingrid Bergman. She was fantastic. And so speaking of that, the acting, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought they were fantastic, but I really liked Ingrid Bergman in this. She really stood out to me. You know, Cary Grant, we're used to seeing in comedic films and all that, but Ingrid Bergman, not really. You know, she's known for Casablanca. She's known for Joan of Arc. These are more serious, dramatic films. So it's nice seeing her in a more comedic role. And it really shows her abilities. I know I say that all the time, but it really shows to me the capabilities of an actor who's able to transcend from comedy to drama to different genres altogether. She was fantastic, and so was Cary Grant. All right, in regards to the directing, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was great. I thought Steven Donen, he did a great job. He picked a great cast. He picked and wrote a great story. I really liked the characters in it. It was overall a wonderful, wonderful film. And just his staging and his methods and all that really were really good for this movie. All right, so speaking of that, the cinematography and special effects, I gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was excellent. I think one of the best scenes in the movie is when we have a shot of both Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman in a bed, but they're in different countries, right? And so the camera lines it up perfectly with both of them, and it looks like they're in the same bed, but they're not, obviously. So I thought that was really impressive, really good. I guess you would say matching shots. It was really, really good. And yeah, I really like that scene. I also like the opening sequence. There's a bunch of roses. At first, we're not really sure why there's roses and all that. And once you figure out, oh, it's because he gives her roses and they kind of play a big role, especially in the climax of the movie. I really like that too. I thought it was pretty clever. All right, so now we'll kind of step down a little bit here with the music. I only gave it a 3 out of 5. I thought it was fine, generic romantic music. Didn't really stand out to me, not really unique music. It's not terrible per se, but it's really not that memorable. It's not something that if you heard, you'd be able to distinguish, unlike with movies like Casablanca or Notorious even. They have much more memorable scores in my opinion. So this one is just generic. Okay, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to 4.6 out of 5, which I'll be rounding to a 5 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Absolutely. I love Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman. I thought they were excellent. They had great chemistry together. I thought it was a fun story overall, fun characters, fun romance. And like I said, once it transitions from a romantic movie to a more comedic movie, I really liked that transition. I thought it worked really, really well. And yeah, I just think overall it's a great movie. I don't think I've ever really heard anyone talk about it. I think you should see it, especially after watching them in Notorious, because it's a totally different movie, you know, tonally and all of that. But it's really cool seeing them working together, Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman and Notorious, and then in this one. So yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was fantastic. I highly recommend it. All right, so those are my thoughts on Indiscreet from 1958. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.